This is the VOA Special English Health Report. Children's mental health was the subject of two recent studies. One involved treatment of anxiety disorders. The other examined long-term effects of alcohol use in teenagers. The first study involved about 500 children in the United States ages 7 to 17. They had moderate to severe disorders involving worries and fears. For treatment, one group received Zoloft, an antidepressant drug. Another group received cognitive behavioral therapy, sometimes called the tucking treatment. Therapists taught the children about anxiety and guided them through structured tasks to help them face their fears. A third group received both the medicine and the therapy. John Walkup at the Johns Hopkins Medical Institutions in Maryland was the lead author. He says the study clearly showed that combination treatment was the most effective. 81% of the children treated with both medicine and cognitive behavioral therapy improved. But Dr. Walkup says the medicine or therapy alone also showed good results. 60% of the therapy-only group improved, as did 55% of the Zoloft-only group. For comparison, a fourth group received a placebo. The children took sugar pills, thinking it was medicine. 24% of them also improved. The National Institute of Mental Health paid for the study. The New England Journal of Medicine published it. The alcohol study appeared in the journal Psychological Science. The lead researcher was Candace Odgers of the University of California, Irvine. She used records from a major health study of 1,000 people born in New Zealand in the early 1970s. She found that people who experiment with alcohol before they are 15 are more likely to become addicted to alcohol or other drugs. This was true even in teens with no family history of drug dependence. They are also more likely to have behavior problems, fail in school, commit crimes, and get pregnant at a young age. Just this week, a RAND Corporation study in the journal Pediatrics linked sexual content on television shows to teen pregnancy. Girls and boys who watched a lot of it were twice as likely as others to be involved in a pregnancy over the following 3 years. And that's the VOA Special English Health Report, written by Katie Weaver. For more health news, go to voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve Ember.